25-24, your Midwestern State Mustangs leading the Florida Southern Mocs here at George Jenkins Fieldhouse in Lakeland, Florida. Thaddeus Cruz bringing you the broadcast from Central Florida. Lisa Moore back home in the production studios. Minor, ladies and gentlemen, Midwestern State tips off the Lone Star Conference play with a pair of doubleheaders under the dome next week. Mustangs take on rival Tarleton State on Thursday before welcoming Texas A&M Commerce on Saturday. All of the games will air live here on the radio home of MSU Athletics, ESPN 95.5 FM, beginning with the Taco Casa pregame show 15 minutes before tip-off. First free throw attempt from Krenolitsa goes down. 26-24 lead. The second free throw hits the back iron, and it's a rebound for Florida Southern. Still a two-point lead, however, for Midwestern State. 7:30 to go in the first half. At the left wing is Hansen. Hansen with the dish out to the left corner. Now the pass goes right back to him. Hansen is 3 of 4 from the floor. Gives up to Roush, inside pass. And now a kick out to the right corner for Morello. Goes long on the rebound. Neal with the race to the hoop on the right side. And the layup is high off the glass and in to make it 28-24. Neal already now with 5 points. And check that, he actually has 7 points, tying his total from last night. Just under 7 minutes to go in half number one, 28-24 lead for Midwestern State. Roush gets his man in the air on a pump fake, and now an inside pass that is intercepted by Hicks, a pass to Neal on the breakaway, and he slams it home. And a timeout for Florida Southern. Not a great approach after that media timeout, as they now trail your Mustangs 30-24. And Brandon Neal with 9 points in the first half, already with more offensive output than last night, which he finished with 7, a game in which he fouled out. Last night, Brandon Neal from the floor was 3 of 7. Tonight, he is 4 of 5. And that was in 26 minutes last night. Tonight, it's only been 12. So a complete 180 from Brandon Neal, the 6'4 senior out of Cincinnati, Ohio. He had been averaging 27 points per game in his previous 3 games before the trip out here to Lakeland. Probably attribute it to still recovering from a hearty Thanksgiving dinner. Hey, it's a good excuse, especially this time of the year. 30-24 to go after the timeout is completed. Midwestern State with the lead at 6:38 remaining in half number one. Florida Southern will have to go the length of the court, going right to left. Handling the ball, as always, is Lawton. Now over to his right. A pass on the high post to Roush. Roush trying to body up Whale. Bale, excuse me, but he is bumped too hard. And there's a foul called on Juana Bale, so a 1-1 here for Florida Southern. 16 foul for Midwestern State, so in the bonus now is Florida Southern. 5 team fouls for Florida Southern. First free throw by Roush is short off the front of the rim, but he gets his own rebound. And a dish out to Hansen. The three drills it to make it 30-27. Hansen is red hot from the field tonight with 9 points for Florida Southern. 4 of 5 from the floor, including now 1 of 1 from beyond the arc. A trap on the left side against Hicks. He's able to get around it. A setback, but he's cut off by Roush. Now the running left-handed layup gets it to go. 32-27 at the 6-minute mark. Both offenses have been on fire over the last 7+ minutes. Hansen with the ball at the left wing. Dishes off to Jones, now up top for Morello, as giving around the perimeter now is Florida Southern. Inside is Roush, he's cut off by Bale and Powell, and a hard body bump by the man with the ball, Jones, after the pass, and he's going to be called for an offensive foul, as flying to the hardwood was Juana Bale. So going to the floor will be Jones, his third foul already. We're still in the first half with 5:40 to play. Midwestern State with the advantage at 32-27. Pullum dribbling the ball up the floor. A full court press by his man Hansen, but he is able to cross the timeline before the 8 seconds are up. Hicks with the inside pass to Juana Bale. Left-handed jump hook is no good. Rebound to Roush. Roush trying to find someone to outlet it to, and he finally finds Hansen just past the half court. And he'll hand it off to Lawton, who gets free off of a screen. And on the shot attempt, he is fouled. It is a two-pointer, so we'll go to the line for two. That's on Brandon Neal. That'll be his first foul. And two free throws coming up for Lawton. Lawton with 4 points on 2 of 4 shooting. He is 0-2 from beyond the arc, but these will be his first two free throw attempts. And the first one goes right down to make it 32-28. 2 of 3 now Florida Southern from the charity stripe compared to 3 of 4 for Midwestern State. Lawton second. Gets it to go to make it a 3-point contest, 32-29. Mustangs. Pullum gets a call from his man on the bench, Nelson Haggerty, his head coach. Gets a high screen from Bale, but chooses not to go with it. It hands it off to Neal. Neal back to the top of the key. Picks up his dribble, nowhere to go with it. Back out on the right side to Pullum. Inside pass to Juana Bale on the left block. Gets his man to the floor, and Bale able to put it in with the left hand off the glass. 34-29 to Western State. Long outlet pass to Diggs. Three from the left corner. Splashes in to make it 34-32. Lead down to two for Midwestern State. Pullum to the right side, slices through three defenders before getting cut off, backs it out to Powell. Powell trying to find anyone to hand it out to at the timeline, hands it off to Hicks. Hicks dribbling it through his legs against his man, but it's batted away by a defender, and the outlet pass up to Lawton. His layup won't go down, and a rebound to Pullum. Here come the Mustangs on their break. Pullum, the alley-oop to Bale, but if the pass is too high, Hicks with the rebound puts it in. An interesting series of events right there, but the bounce goes the way of the Mustangs to make it 36-32 with just over 4 minutes to go. Left wing with it is Ross, hands it off to Roush. Roush, a chest side pass to Diggs. His three off the front of the rim and a long rebound out to Neal. Numbers here for the Mustangs. Right wing pass to Hicks. His three ball is just off the inside bar of the rim and off of Roush. Oh, check that. They're going to say it's off a Mustang, and it's Florida Southern basketball with 3 minutes, 44 seconds to play in the first half and a 36-32 lead for Midwestern State. That will take us to our media timeout with 3:44 to play in half number one on 95.5 ESPN.